Okay, since we're holding almost Rosh Chodesh Nissan, as the housewives know, that it's right before Pesach. So we'd like to dedicate this year to some thoughts on the Haggadah. Every year there comes a new Haggadah. I think it's probably the most perushim, which on any sefer in all of Jewish literature, is written on the Haggadah. So I found a new Haggadah this year. It's called Kemotzei Sholal Rav, and in there they quote from one of the great mashgichim. I was just in Israel a few months ago, and I had the schus to hear a shmuz from him in Matisdorf. His name is Rav Shloime Brevda Shlita. He comes to America and he gives Brevda. He gives shiurim here as well. So he brings down that Rav Brevda heard this from a tzaddik, a certain tzaddik that he says was a melamed. He was a teacher of children in Mir in Poland. And he said it in the name of Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, Hashem Yinkam Domov. And Rabbi Chanan Wasserman had this as a mesorah, a tradition from the Vilner Gaon, that on the night of the Seder, there are actually 64 mitzvahs that a person can accomplish. This includes, of course, mitzvahs from the Torah, such as matzah, mitzvahs midrabbanan, such as moror bizman hazeh, when there's no Beis HaMikdash, there's no Korban Pesach, is only midrabbanan. It also includes the brachas that we do on these various mitzvahs, but there's a total a person can accomplish in one night 64 different mitzvahs. So having said that, I'd like to begin our discussion with a certain aspect of the Seder, which would seem to be that, in fact, we're teaching an Aveira. And that is based on the Gemara. The Gemara says, Choytfin matzah b'leil psochem, that we grab the matzah, we steal, that's how some Meforshim understand it, we steal the matzah on the night of Pesach, b'shvil hatinoike shelo yishanu, because of the small children, that they should not fall asleep. And from this, there has come a minig, which not everybody has this minig, by the way, but there many households in Klal Yisrael have the minig, that the children grab the matzah and they hold it for the afikomen, and when they make a negotiate, and there's like a minute left to eat the afikomen before midnight, before chatzos, so the pressure is on. So they hopefully a negotiation better than the transit strike that they still haven't solved it. But hopefully they solved the negotiation. Everybody is able to eat the kezayis matzah before chatzos. So the question is, and there were many who felt that you're teaching them to steal. And in fact, the sefer Orchas Chaim brings down that he heard that goyim were saying, oh, the Jews, what do they do? We all know the blood libels that the goyim said, that we make our matzahs from blood. But the goyim said, the Jews, they're teaching their children how to steal. And why do they do it? The goyim had a reason here. Because it says in Chumash, Vayinatzlu es Mitzrayim, that the Jews, and the night of the Seder, the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim, they cleaned out Mitzrayim, because during the days of Choshech, by Makas Choshech, of darkness, so they were able to go around. They had light. Wherever a Jew went, there was light. So he was able to find where the Goyim had all their jewelry and gold and silver. And then when it came time to leave, they asked the Goy, can I borrow some gold and silver? The Goy said, I don't have. And the Jew said, yes, you do. I know exactly where it is. I found it in the days of Choshech. And they cleaned out Mitzrayim. That was part of Hashem's plan, that the Mitzrayim should be upset and they should run after them, and then Kriyas Yamsav happened. But the point is, the Goyim say that in order to keep up this custom of stealing, as the Jews did, so that they teach their children how to steal. So therefore, here we spoke about 64 mitzvahs that we could do at night, and in fact, here there's an aspect of, it would seem, of an avera. So what is the pshat in this minute? So actually, if you look in the Meforshim, not everyone explains it this way, that we should teach our children to steal dafikayman. What does it mean? What does the Gemara mean when it says chaitvin matzah, that we steal the matzah? So Rashi's explanation is that it means you grab the matzah, means that you pick up the ka'ara, the plate upon which the matzahs are there, like you pick it up, you move it to the end of the table. This is not something we usually do. And this, the children, we do many things on the night of the Seder that the children should find different than usual. And the point is, the children should get, as any good teacher knows, that in order to motivate the students, you have to bring something, show and tell. You have to ask a question that gets them interested. You have to do something to keep their attention span. And we don't want them to fall asleep. So this is what we do. Chaitvin matzah, according to Rashi, means that you just pick up the kora and move it, and this will get the children, one of the things that will keep their attention span. Others explain that chaitvin means grabbing the matzah, means you eat the matzah quickly. In other words, some families also have a minig. There's different minhagim. Some have a minig to you know, all the pshatim that they learned in school are said, and you start the suda around 15 minutes, hopefully 15 minutes before chatzos. It comes Shulchan Aruch, and by that time the children could fall asleep. But if you, some others have a minig, they do it quicker. And let's say when they're eating, then is time to speak out on the Haggadah. But while you're doing the Haggadah itself, you do it a little quicker, that the children should not fall asleep. So that's another pshat. You should get to the matzah, to the mitzvah of matzah, quickly. That's what chaitvin as matzahs. And another pshat we find, the Rashbam, which is another Rishon, says that chaitvin means that you take away, the children shouldn't have any access to bread. What we know, when you eat carbohydrates, a lot of carbohydrates, you get sleepy, you get tired. That's the nature of eating bread, or on the night of the Seder, matzah. So the Rashbam says, take away from them access to the matzah, because if they're going to nibble at the matzah during the meal, they're going to fall asleep. That's how he understands it. So all of these Rishonim do not learn that chotvin as a matzah means that you should give them matzah, that they should steal the matzah. However, there's a Sefer Chok Yaakov. He says that he found in the Rambam. The Rambam was also, of course, a Rishon, like these others. And he already gives us the first hint of this mitzvah, of this Indian of stealing, which we still don't understand why we do it. But he says that we do different things to keep them interested and not to fall asleep. We give them kloyos vegois, and we give them roasted wheats and nuts. And as we said, we moved, in those days they used to eat lying down and have little tables next to them. They would move the whole table away, and before they would eat, and the children would ask, hey, what's going on? We want to eat. Why are we moving the tables? And then he says, v'choitvin matzah zeh miyad zeh. And we grabbed the matzah one from another. So this Sefer said, oh, here we found in the Rambam already where you're grabbing one from the other. This might be the source where they found that children should grab the matzah. Even this source is not 100% a source, because others explain it doesn't mean the children grab the matzah like we have, but rather the adults, all of the adults, one are grabbing from the other, and the idea is that the children see this going on at the table. All the adults are grabbing the matzah one from the other, so they start asking questions. Hey, what are we doing? What's going on? And this keeps them awake. So we still don't have 100% for this Indian of stealing the matzah. In fact, Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, he was very against this custom, And he understood what does it mean chaytfenes amatzah in a completely different way. Because usually he says, who is the one who makes the bracha first and eats from the bread, or in this case the matzah, would be the person who's leading the Seder, the one who breaks the bread, the one who cuts the challah in the case of a regular Shabbos. So he would eat first. Here, the people who are being yotze with his hamotzi, they are the ones who are allowed to grab the matzah first, and this is the pshat. The children see that something's different tonight than regular. Regularly we wait for the head of the household to break the, to cut the motzi. Here it would be, he would break the matzah, he would give it out. And here we allow the people who are getting the pieces of matzah, they could eat it before the person who broke the matzah. Normally, he would be the one to swallow it first. Here, they don't have to wait for him. Usually, the din is they have to wait for him. No, here, they can grab it and they can eat it first before him. And the children say, hey, that's different than the rest of the year. The rest of the year, we wait for the head of the household to swallow the kazayas first. And here, I see the other people are doing it first, and that makes them stay awake and be interested. And in fact, Reb Chaim Soloveitchik held that one of the other problems with the children handling the afikoman is sometimes it falls out of the bag, and we know if a thing falls on the floor, even though the housewives make sure that the house is spick and span and beautifully clean, and you could even eat from the floor. But the minig Yisrael is, because we know there's a thing called chumra de Pesach, that on Pesach you're very machmer. So if a thing falls on the floor, you don't eat it. You're worried there's maybe a mashu, a little piece of chametz that got away from the terrific cleaning. And therefore, because we're so afraid to eat and digest even a little morsel of chametz, therefore, we throw it in the garbage. We're not going to eat that on Pesach. But it comes out a lot of times when children handle the afikoman, it falls down, and who knows what condition it comes back. So Reb Chaim Soloveitchik said, that that's why the afikoman is associated with tzafon. Tzafon in the Haggadah refers to the afikoman. Tzafon means it's hidden. It has to do with the geula, hasida, the future geula when Mashiach will come. But he understood it means you have to hide it, means you have to watch it. The father breaks off and makes the afikoman, and then he hides it and guards it that it should be protected. So it's not that the child should grab it and who knows what happens with it. So we've seen that many were against this custom, but this custom has become prevalent in Klal Yisrael, so we have to understand what's the idea. So the simple idea is that the best way to keep the child up is if he knows he's going to get a prize at the end of the night when he gives back the Afim Kaiman, he's going to stay up. There's no better method, and that's how it came. And one Mefarish says, in fact, it could even help to eat the afikoman. How? There's a positive. And this is a story that happened. There was a great tzaddik. He was involved in Yetzias Mitzrayim. And when it came to benching, he was about to bench, and he forgot to eat the afikoman. And the only way that he was saved to eat the afikoman is when the child realized maybe they washed my machroinim already, and they're ready to bench, and the child said, hey, I didn't get my present, so I better, he said, wait a second, what about the afikoman? Then they, you're right, we almost forgot, and it came out that this little child who was so motivated to get his present, he saved the big tzaddik, that the tzaddik ate the afikoman. Otherwise, he could have gone to sleep, and he would have forgotten to eat the afikoman. So there's a positive side. And it's very interesting. He brings down here from the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer says that they asked the Chassam Sofer, what is Taka the pshat in this minig? We're teaching the children to steal. What's the idea? So he said, he didn't answer them during the Seder, but after the Seder, maybe he was thinking of an answer, after the Seder, he came up with a novel pshat. It says in the Pasuk, L'chol b'nei Yisrael, lo yechretz kalv l'shoinai, that when they left Mitzrayim, all the dogs stopped barking. And as a schar for that, it says, that by an animal that's not kosher, it says lakelef tashlichon oisai. You give it to a dog. He gets the animals that were found when you after the shechita were found not to be kosher and the vela. So he gets that as his reward. But the point is, the Gemara says that a place where there's no dogs barking, you know what you have a lot of? You have a lot of robbers. It says that you shouldn't live in a city where there's no dogs barking, because the dogs are the ones, when they bark, that they keep away ganavim. That's we know people who have dogs barking, so the ganav will decide to go to a different place to steal. Here, attack dogs, a bulldog or whatever, that's a good shmira that the person shouldn't get robbed. So therefore, since the night of Pesach, there were no dogs barking when the Jews left Mitzrayim. And therefore, on that night in Mitzrayim, there were a lot of robbers. So as a reminder to us of that aspect of Mitzrayim, of Yetzias Mitzrayim, that there were no dogs barking, but there were robbers, so therefore we reenact. Of course, we tell our children that they shouldn't steal the rest of the year, but as a zecher, we're reminding ourselves that that night of Pesach in Mitzrayim, there were a lot of robbers. This is the pshat that the Chassam Sofer says. Now, there's a famous question that is asked concerning the Haggadah, and that is, why don't we make a bracha on saying the Haggadah, on the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? Why don't we make a bracha? And there are many answers that are given to this question. The Pre-Megadim wants to suggest that you could really be Yotze the mitzvah. That's his opinion, which I don't think many people agree with him, but he says you really could be Yotze the mitzvah by thinking. And as a person wouldn't say a word, but they would just think about all the miracles that took place on the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim, they would be Yotze the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And on a mitzvah that is dependent on thought alone, without speaking it out, you don't make a bracha. That's his opinion. However, others, the Shagas Aryeh was a great gadol, his opinion was that no, it, like we say in that gada, loy zachisi shetei omer Yetzias Mitzrayim balaylos. I wasn't zocha that the mitzvah of Yetzias Mitzrayim should be said at night. That's an expression in the Haggadah. So we see the word tei omer, that has to be said. It's not enough just to think about it. So we're back to square one. The question is, why don't we make a bracha on the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? So the Sefer Pri Chodesh wants to say that since when you make Kiddush, you say in the Kiddush, Zecher Letzias Mitzrayim, so you were already Yotze with that, and therefore since through the Kiddush, the bracha you're making on Kiddush, which says the word Zecher Letzias Mitzrayim, you're Yotze, therefore you don't make a bracha. And on this, the very difficult pshat. Why? Because the Nesivus, a famous Rav, asks a question that there's not, everyone agrees, the Pre-Chodesh is like a Pella, is a wonder. Why? Everyone agrees that there's a difference between the mitzvah a whole year round, which is called Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. You're supposed to remember Mitzrayim. It's one of the six things that you're supposed to remember every day. And where do we remember it? We remember it in Kriya Shema, because we say Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. But the mitzvah on the night of the Seder is not Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And what, in fact, is the difference between remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim or speaking about Sipur, a story of Yetzias Mitzrayim? So it's the famous thing that Reb Chaim Soloveitchik said, there are three differences between the mitzvah a whole year round and the mitzvah on the night of the Seder. What are the three differences? The first difference is that you have to do it derech shaila u'tshuva. V'higadet olavincha, you have to tell your child, but the child has to ask ma nishtana. There's a shaila u'tshuva. In other words, it's like a child wants to know, comes over to his parent and says, you know, ta or ma, tell me, you know, how was it when you were growing up? Tell me the stories about where you lived, etc. That's the question. And then the parent will give the story, will tell the whole story. So the rest of the year is zechira. You just mention it, and you're yotze the mitzvah. But tonight, on the night of the Seder, it has to be a sipper, and the sipper comes through a question and answer. In fact, the din is, let's say there's no, a person is doing a Seder alone, There are people, unfortunately, in the world who have to do a Seder alone, so they have to ask themselves the question. The method of relating the story on the night of the Seder is through question and answer. And the rest of the year, it's just mentioning it. You don't need question and answer. The second difference is that the night of the Seder, you have to start, let me tell you a story from the beginning. And as you start a story from the beginning, let me start all the way from the beginning. In the beginning, we come from Terach, our forefathers were idol worshippers. Or we start the physical bondage of Avodim Ayinu Lepar B'Mitzrayim. Let me start from the beginning. And then we go through the whole story with all the details. The rest of the year, you have to remember that you went out of Mitzrayim. You don't have to say over the whole story. The third difference, and part of that, of course, is Maschil Begnus U'Misayim B'Shrad. You start off with a negative. Spiritual negative is that our forefathers come from, we come from Terach, who served idols. Physical Gnus is that we were slaves in Mitzrayim. And then we went out of Mitzrayim physically and spiritually. Va'achshav kervana amakum avaydasai, Hashem brought us close and gave us the Torah. So that's the second difference. That is not necessary the rest of the year. And the third difference is that on the night of the Seder, you have to also explain the mitzvahs, the reason for the mitzvahs. Pesach, matzah, mor. In other words, you can go kolamarba hareza meshubach. You can go a whole night until the morning to speak about Mitzrayim. The minimum, says Rabbi Gamliel, and that's why women who are in the kitchen preparing the delicious Pesach meal, but they have to come out to say at least this, because Rabbi Gamliel says whoever didn't say Pesach matzah mor, and you don't go through the al shema, the reason why we have korban Pesach, and why we have matzah, and why we have more. If you don't understand it, and you should understand what you're saying also, you should read it in the art scroll in English, you should know what you're saying. That's the minimum. The Sefer Orach Laner says, the maximum, you can go a whole night. Minimum, you have to do at least Rabbi Gamliel, those three things, Pesach, matzah, more, and explain. So the reasons for the mitzvah that came about as a result of Yetzias Mitzrayim, that is not the rest of the year. That's only at the night of Seder. So it comes out, in short, the three differences are that tonight we have to do it question and answer. We have to do it from the beginning. We start with the bad and we end with the good. And the third, we have to also explain the mitzvahs of the night of the Seder. So if so, we come back to our question. Why don't you make a bracha for why don't you make a bracha for the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? So the pre-Chodesh gave an answer, because I was yotze with Kiddush. What was I yotze with Kiddush? I was yotze zechiras. I say zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. In fact, the word is zechira, zecher. I remembered Mitzrayim, but I didn't say shail and tshuva. I didn't maskel b'gdus Mitzrayim b'shrach, and I didn't say any of the reason of the mitzvahs. So how could the pre-Chodesh say that since I already fulfilled it with Kiddush, I don't make a bracha? So he brings here a beautiful answer from a great gadol who was nifter, I think it's exactly 20 years ago, Rav Shloimeh Zalman Arbach, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. So Rav Shloimeh Zalman Arbach says a very beautiful answer. Really, we could ask the question not on the Haggadah, not on Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim at night. We could ask it a whole year round. Why don't we make a bracha a whole year round on Yetzias Mitzrayim, on Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim? So Rav Shloimeh Zalman says a very good answer. He says, a whole year round, what would be the bracha that you would say? The bracha would be, Baruch Atah Hashem, Alekeinu Melech HaMasher Kedishanu, B'mitzvoisa V'tzivanu, Al Mitzvah Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. That would be the bracha. As soon as you said the bracha, you would fulfill the mitzvah. Because the whole mitzvah is that I remind myself about Mitzrayim. So if I say, you commanded me to do the mitzvah of remembering Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. Okay, I remembered it. So the Chazal didn't make a bracha where the bracha itself, by the time you finish the bracha, you already did the mitzvah. there has to be a bracha, and then separately there's a mitzvah. But here, where I would do the mitzvah in the bracha, they didn't make a bracha like that. It would come all together. And now says, here's a, this is a nice thought, just that itself. But then he goes to one more step. And he says, this is another novel idea. He says, the mitzvah of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim is not a new mitzvah. It's part of the yearly mitzvah of remembering every day of our lives of Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. This I want to add, the pshat is, in other words, let's say a person was in prison, Pollard, if he ever gets out, I hope he gets out. So, the day that he gets out, every year, that day, the Yom HaShanah, which is called, and we speak about a yortzeit, if you remember, somebody was nifter. But it's all anniversary. The anniversary of the day that he gets out. So he'll remember, if he gets out, we all pray that he gets out. We should pray that he gets out. But the rest of his life, every day, I was in an American jail for 20 years, I got out. He'll remember that every single day of his life. But the day, the anniversary of whenever that day will be, we hope, soon, right? So the anniversary, he's not just going to remember it, but he's going to speak about, you know what it was like the 20 years and everything that went on during those 20 years and before the 20 years, how he got into prison, how he got out of prison. So it's the same thing by us. We have a mitzvah to remember what Hashem did for us when he took us out of Mitzrayim. And we have a mitzvah to remember that every day. But when it comes the Yom HaShanah, when it comes the anniversary of that day, then it's not just a mitzvah to remember it, to mention it very quick, fleetingly, Zeich Litzis Mitzrayim, and I'm already Yotze the mitzvah. No, on that day, this is the day. Today I got out, 20 years or 2,000 or 3,000 years ago, we got out today. Oh, we got out today. I want to tell it to you from the whole story, and I want to tell you the reason for the mitzvahs, and I'm going to do it in the best interesting way, Shiloh Tshuva. So then we have to, that's Sipper. That's saying it as a story. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says, since the mitzvah of Zechir Yisrael, you don't make a bracha, as we just explained. Because by the time you finish the bracha, there's no mitzvah left. You already did it. So, and since the sipur is not a separate mitzvah, the sipur is all part of the mitzvah of Zechir Yisrael, except that on the day, the anniversary, you're not just going to mention it, but you're going to elaborate in many ways on it. So since we don't make a bracha on the mitzvah of Zechir Yisrael a whole year round, we don't make it on the night of the Seder either. That's Rav Shlomo Zalman's reason. Now, the Sfas Emes wants to say, and we're going to end with this, Mitzvah, next week we'll go into some pshatim, unfortunately I don't have time today, to go into the actual Haggadah. Mitzvah, we'll get into the Haggadah next week. The Sfas Emes wants to say that since it's a mitzvah sichlius, and as of course, mitzvah sichlius means it's a logical mitzvah. And on a logical mitzvah, it's logical. Even if Hashem had not commanded us that we should speak about Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's logical that we would speak about Yetzias Mitzrayim. And therefore, we don't make a bracha. So they ask on the Sfas Emes, the Ger Rebbe, they ask, but first of all, we have a rule, Gadol HaMetzuvah V'yoysim Mishayim Mitzvahis, which means it is better, it is greater to do a mitzvah because you have to do it than a mitzvah that's voluntary to do it. As the different reasons, one reason is when you have to do a mitzvah, the Yetzer Hara tells you, you have to do it. Don't do it. If it's voluntary, it's easy to volunteer for something. But where you must do it, there the Yetzer Hara fights, I don't want you to do it. So you get even more reward when you have to do a mitzvah and you do it than when it's only voluntary. So if so, why does the Sfas Emes say that we don't make a bracha? Because it's logical. We would do it anyway. We would thank Hashem anyway for letting us out of Mitzrayim, even if he wouldn't have commanded us. And aren't we told that all mitzvahs, even mitzvah sichlius, this is the second question they ask. Even a mitzvah sichlius, but you're not supposed to do it, let's say chazir. A person's not supposed to say, chazir, disgusting. Who wants to eat from a pig? Now they cloned the pig that the pig, the New York Times just had an article that it's going to be healthy. Till now, we always thought eating a pig is not healthy, but now they cloned a pig that whatever's unhealthy about him will become healthy. But still, to us, we could say it's ekeldig. We can't stand to eat a pig. Who wants to eat a pig? That's not why you're supposed to do the mitzvah. You're not supposed to do it because of health reasons, not because it's disgusting. You're supposed to do it because Hashem commanded it. So if so, why is the Sfasem say, just because it's logical to thank Hashem, we don't make a bracha? So he brings down here that the Rabbeinu Bechaya, who is a Rishon, in the close to the time of the Ramban, Rabbeinu Bechaya said, he also wrote the Chovas Halvavos, Rabbeinu Bechaya said that there's two kinds of mitzvahs that we have. One is called Mikubolos, and the second is Sichlios. Mikubolos means Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai. These are the mitzvahs that we accepted from Hashem and Har Sinai that Moshe brought down. Many of them are not logical. They're not. We do them because Hashem commanded us. Then there's a second set, which are called Sichlios. They make sense. So the Rabbeinu Bechaya says, which group of mitzvahs are the ones that the Jewish people get holiness from? He says the ones are mekubolos, the ones that we accepted, that we don't necessarily understand. And what's the lashon of the bracha? Baruch atah Hashem lekeinu melech olam asher kiddushonu b'mitzvaysa v'tzivanu. He made us a holy people. We're a am kadosh. We're a holy people. How did we get our kedusha? We get it mainly from the mitzvahs that are not logical. The mitzvahs that we're doing because we received it as a tradition down from Moshe at Har Sinai, and Hashem wants us to do it, and we do it. That brings us our holiness. So since the language of the bracha is, these are the mitzvahs which give you holiness, the Sfas Emes is correct. The mitzvahs that give you holiness are those that are not logical. And therefore, since this is a totally logical, imagine I don't know if Bush will do it. The next president, the first day, or maybe Bush will do it the last day, like Clinton. Clinton let go people who did all kinds of crimes. But he'll let the last day of his presidency, we hope it'll be before that. But maybe the worst thing, the last day, he'll let Pollard go. So won't Pollard have tremendous hakar satov to Bush? 100%. So it's logical that we should have, if it's logical, that's not the place where the Chachamim made asher kiddushanu b'mitzvayis v'tzivanu. Kiddusha comes from the mitzvahs that we don't necessarily understand. And on this, which we understand, there's no bracha. I have to rush to another shir. Shkaya.